Well, based on the what Sean Spicer has said, it sounds as if the United States may be planning an attack on Syria. We have to remember that the last time that the White House came out and made an accusation of this kind against the Syrians, that was those comments served as a predecessor to the subsequent attack on Syria that was launched by the Trump administration recently. So it looks like the administration may be gearing up for another attack on Syria, and this is consistent with the ongoing geopolitical strategy that the United States has been pursuing in the region. As I have said many times before, while the administration and while the American government has long been claiming to be fighting ISIS in Syria, that's certainly not the case at all. The United States has actually undermined efforts by other forces in the region to successfully combat ISIS, including the government of Syria, and because the primary objective of the United States is the elimination of the Syrian government of President Assad and not the fight, not the defeat of ISIS. Because the Russians and the Iranians have moved into Syria on behalf of the government of President Assad, this has had the effect of escalating hostilities between the United States and between Russia and Iran. And in fact, now Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, is claiming that if Assad supposedly engages in any chemical weapons attack, that the Americans will hold the Russians and the Iranians responsible as well. Now, what this seems to indicate is that the Americans are trying to escalate hostilities not only with Syria but also with Russia and with Iran, even to an even further degree. And what this is symptomatic of is the wider geopolitical rivalry between the United States and its allies in Europe and in the Middle East, primarily Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the Gulf states, and on one side, and then the Russians and their allies in the Middle East, primarily Syria and Iran, and the parties that are associated with the resistance bloc. The Russians and their allies in the Middle East have gained a considerable amount of ground in recent times due to Russia's support for President Assad, support of the Iranians for the Houthi forces in Yemen and other places, and which in turn means that the American hegemony is threatened with having to retreat in the region. And for this reason, it appears that the Americans are now trying to escalate hostilities with the range of parties that are in opposition to American imperialism in the Middle East. And this is a particularly very dangerous situation. In fact, it's probably the most serious issue that the world faces today, because a genuine military confrontation between the United States and NATO on one hand, and between Russia and Syria, Iran, and other nations in Asia would certainly be disastrous. So it's definitely a very tense situation, and one that hopefully will be resolved without the escalation of hostilities to the point where a genuine military confrontation takes place between the various parties.